Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Divide. Hope you're all doing well. Get over to the website, subscribe, thegreatdivide1776.com. Find all the social media there and all the episodes. All right. So, a lot going on, but something in particular. The federal government is succeeding in dividing America into us and them in just about every way possible. You know, every agency has been politicized by the Biden administration, and it's been weaponized for use against conservatives everywhere. And it seemed, you know, the CDC, the FBI, the DOJ, and even some parts of the military. All of them, one way or another, have been politicized and are being used in an attempt to censor, regulate, persecute conservatives wherever and however they can. And that's the truth. There's no way around it. They want conservatives silenced, shut up, shamed, and everything else. Things and just issues in general are being politicized that have no business being politicized. Like, you know, the health of Americans and individual Americans' health. Let's, I want to talk about the jab shaming. You know, the old boop jab. The shaming that's going on around it by everybody. The government is on this sham. It's such a scam. They're on this sham of a shame campaign. They want to shame everybody they can. They have this shame campaign against people who choose not to get the jab. You know, they call them the unvaccinated. It's like a horrible term. You don't want that label, apparently, now. They're launching campaign after campaign, spending billions of dollars in an attempt to shame and guilt people to go and get the jab. They're telling Americans it's your patriotic duty. Don't be selfish. Let's get one thing straight. It is not a patriotic duty. You're not a hero if you go get a jab in the arm of some emergency experimental liquid, okay, that they say is going to protect you against this bad vapor cloud that's floating around from person to person. You're not a patriot. You're not a hero. And you're definitely not a hero if you think you're going to shame people like your family and your neighbors into saying, hey, you need to get this, or you're a selfish idiot and you don't care about anybody else. The government is convincing people to look down on someone who chooses not to get the jab and to pressure people into getting it. They say things like, don't be afraid of the jab. Don't follow your cult leader, Donald Trump. Last I heard, Donald Trump isn't out telling people. He's not out there telling people not to get the jab. He's not out there advocating for it. I mean, he's the one who brought the mystery liquid to fruition. He had Operation Warp Speed. And if you remember, several prominent Democrats who are now sitting in the White House, especially the Vice President, Kamala Harris, she said multiple times on the record in interviews that she wouldn't get the jab if Donald Trump was president and he was saying to get it, that he couldn't be trusted. Joe Biden said it as well. You can't trust Donald Trump and what he's doing and with the mystery liquid. But now she's making statements as if she's threatening Americans by saying, if you don't get the jab, the mask mandates will come back. You'll all be wearing chin diapers again. Something else that's interesting, Dr. Fauci, flip-flop Fauci, another fraud bureaucrat, he never pushed or really hardcore advocated for the jab until after the election, until after Trump was out of the White House. And Trump was the one who got Operation Warp Speed going. He was the one who said, we're going to have this vaccine in record time, and nobody believed him. The mainstream media said he was a liar. They called him a liar about everything. Everything was a conspiracy theory. Nowadays, conspiracy theories are just spoiler alerts because it seems like most of them come true. So yeah, Kamala Harris, if you don't go out and get the jab, the mask mandates will come back. And then Dr. Fauci, now, everybody needs to get the jab. It's imperative. It's important. He's looking for local mandates for masks. He's encouraging vaccine mandates. But never when he was the tail end of Trump's term. But now, Dr. Fauci is salesman number one. And what's amazing is that people are still listening to this 40-year bureaucrat who has been caught flip-flopping and lying. And he's just, everything he says, he's gone back one way or another on. Masks, jabs, how to wear them, where to wear them, how many to wear. But to go back to the jab shaming, that alone, the jab shaming, is tearing families apart. It's tearing friendships apart. I know someone, specifically, I was just talking about this with them, that they're not welcome at a family wedding because she is choosing not to get the jab. Her own personal reasons. Has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do with Donald Trump, has nothing to do whether being a conservative or a liberal. Chooses not to get it. And the family member, who, yes, is left-leaning, said, we really would hope you'd reconsider getting the jab in order to come to our wedding. And she said, well, you're asking me to do something against my beliefs, and that's not right. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to get it to be at your wedding. And I really would love to be at your wedding. Family. And they basically said, well, thanks for the sentiment, but, you know, throw your invitation away because you're not getting the jab and you're not coming to our wedding. Can you imagine families, based off what? People listening to their idiot boxes and not really knowing what the facts are because everything keeps contradicting itself. Everybody's contradicting the science. Science is contradicting the actions. I've heard people say that they want to know that family members are jabbed before Thanksgiving and Christmas to know who they're inviting to gatherings and who they're going to say, hey, you know, maybe we'll do separate Thanksgiving dinners or separate Christmas dinners. Meaning that, you know, if you didn't get the old jab, well, you're not wanted. This is America now? How did we get this way? It's not from people making the right decision from themselves. I'll talk about psychological warfare because I plan to, because that's what it is. Perpetrated by the federal government, perpetrated by the Biden administration. And unfortunately, I guess in a sense, everything is political, but this shouldn't be. But, you know, it's politics. It's left and right. And listen, I know people on the left that don't want to get it. It's not like everyone, every Democrat, every liberal is going out there getting the jab. That's not true. They're making it seem like it's all people on the right. It's all conservatives are against it because they have this thing that Donald Trump says not to get it. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is the one who made the vaccine possible and in record time. You know, friends, just jab shaming. Friends won't associate with friends that aren't jabbed. Like, oh, we're all going to go out to dinner and we're all jabbed. Oh, I'm not jabbed. Oh, they don't want to be around you. That unity, that acceptance over nonsense, over complete bullshit. It's affecting marriages. Strain on marriages. Because someone in the marriage chooses not to get the jab and the spouse, advocates for it and got it. How does that work? Do you divide the house down like the War of the Roses, that movie? But where does it stop? You have governors giving press conferences saying this is, even the president said it, this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Let's blame the unvaccinated. We're going to label them. We're going to shun them. Why don't we put them all on boxcars and bring them to somewhere where they're going to get a free shower? But it's not really a shower. You know where I'm going with that. It's a little extreme, but think about it. The shaming. And it's public. Public displays of animosity and violence in this jab shaming. People are saying, there was a report somewhere where Americans are getting fed up with the unjabbed. First of all, what's it anybody's business who's got it or not? I am a private person when it comes to personal life. I believe and embrace your privacy with your health and anything else that's not public domain. And whether you have a jab or not should not be public domain. And if you want it to be public domain, that's your problem. You are part of the problem. You're a communist and don't talk to me. You have that hack governor, Newsom, of California. He compares the unjabbed to drunk drivers. That's how dangerous they are. Because you chose not to get an experimental drug jabbed into you, you're as bad as the guy who gets shit-faced at a bar, gets in a car, drives home, and kills a family of five. That's what the governor of California compares the unjabbed to. And there are people that agree with that. Idiots. Because they heard it on TV. They glued to their idiot box. You have Cuomo in New York, where I am, who completely dropped the ball. The highest infection rate, because, you know, everybody's coming in into the airports. The virus was in New York, I think, before it was anywhere else because of that. But, and then he gets away with, you know, murdering and slaughtering like 15,000 old people, putting infected people back in nursing homes. And again, politicized when they were having an investigation why he lied about the COVID numbers in nursing homes. They started an investigation, but now the politicized DOJ decides they are not going to take any more steps or open up any investigations on any states or any governors who might be accused of fudging the numbers. So Cuomo got away with it. He's getting away with sexual harassment, it looks like, so far. He got away with murder. He got away with murder of thousands of people whose parents and grandparents were all infected and shoved back into nursing homes, infected other people. He didn't use the resources allotted to him. He didn't use the Javits Center as a makeshift hospital like he should have. He didn't use the USS Comfort that Trump had sent to New York. It was like 2,000 beds, I believe. There were like 200 used, if that. But he wrote a book, and Cuomo wrote a book and got a $5 million book deal on his leadership his unbelievable leadership of the virus. And he won an Emmy. Won an Emmy for it. For that great lying performance. And that's how invested these morons are in pushing and shaming people. Pushing and shaming. Shaming and pushing. Go get it, or you hate your fellow man. Psychological warfare. Psychological warfare, it's very effective on the weak-minded, especially those who are glued to their idiot boxes all day long, okay, doing everything that gender-neutral potato on CNN tells them to do. You know, Brian Stelter, the gender-neutral potato. Psychological warfare. I had this conversation with someone, and they asked me, actually, well, what is psychological warfare? I felt sorry for the for this individual, you know, they were an obvious victim of it, and they wanted, what is psychological warfare? Imagine, like, I would imagine everybody kind of knows what, you know, in the psyche, what you can get people to do by keep repeating something or showing them something. If you tell enough people that Brian Stelter's a potato, that you tell them that enough times, that when they turn on CNN and they see him there, they see a gender-neutral potato. So, well, I said, well, psychological warfare. It's destroying and just completely wiping out or reducing someone's morale or a group of people's morale. So, you know, psychological warfare is famous for being used in the military and other places for interrogation. I mean, interrogation, you want to break people down. You want to, in a sense, brainwash the person. You know, like cults do, psychological warfare. Breaking people down. Making people feel responsible for everything that goes wrong. That's exactly what mainstream media and the federal government are doing now. That's what they've been doing for the past year or more. Telling Americans that people who don't get the jab are in turn killing people. Who wants to hear over and over their president or the mainstream media tell them that if they choose not to get the jab, that they are responsible for the deaths of other Americans, they're selfish, their blood is on your hands? Who wants to hear that? Who will that affect? That'll affect the weak-minded people. And there are so many out there. You just look at them. They're driving around in their cars with masks and dishwashing gloves on, face shields, still, 2 years into this, and they're still doing that, some people. Even the people who have the jab are doing that. We have some sort of normalcy, and now they just want to destroy it. And that whole Americans who choose not to get the jab, they're being told they're killing people. You have to know that's a complete and utter lie. It's bullshit. It's not true. It's just a form. It's a tactic. It's psychological warfare. But when weak-minded people are hearing it every day, and then hearing, it's those pesky conservatives, they're the ones to blame. What does it do? It instills animosity, fear, hate, desperation, depression. And that's what they want. They want people to get mad that people aren't going to get this experimental liquid jabbed into them. But they don't know why. They don't truly know why, because nobody wants to do any research on their own. But who do you believe? They just want you to shame others. It's like a big, sick pyramid scheme. You've been brainwashed. You've been shamed to go get the jab with no real personal responsibility on your part to look into it and research it. But you've been shamed, you got it, and now you're ready to be a shame warrior and shame others. Now you have become a psychological warfare commando at the hands of your government, because that's what they wanted. They've won. They're going to have you go out there and do their bidding. You're going to shame one person into getting it, because you're going to tell them everything you've heard on the idiot box and what the president is saying. And it's not a big deal. I went online, I got it. And you're going to convince people. And then that person's going to convince people. And that's the whole big psychological operation that the government is successfully executing and has in place. And it's working. It's not working on those who have a backbone and can actually think for themselves. But now, those psychological warfare commandos, who are now, I guess, I use the word programmed by the government. It all sounds like a big conspiracy theory. It's sick, because I hate conspiracy theories. I'm a skeptic at a lot of things. But hey, if it sounds like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it looks like a duck, it's a duck. You can't be that stupid. So now these people are not thinking for themselves. Now, they're now repeating everything you were just beaten down with until you cracked. So now it's your job to do the same. Why aren't you going to get it? You're hurting people. You're putting people in jeopardy. I should not have to be around you because you didn't get jabbed. You're going to get me sick. You're going to kill people. Well, if you got it, why are you worried? Why should the people who get the jab worry about the people who didn't get it? Psychological warfare. And it could be used for almost anything. The government has now taken the role as the abuser in this relationship. Abusive relationship. The wife gets beaten by the husband every time he comes home from work because she didn't wash the dishes. Psychological warfare. He beats the snot out of her until he starts coming home and doesn't find one dirty dish in the sink. He has broken her down. He has reduced her morale, has destroyed her being as a human. Her humanity is destroyed, and she was shamed. It took a few punches to the face to do that. There's no difference in what the government is doing in the attempt to control Americans, and they're successfully doing it. So, psychological warfare, it's used to reinforce attitudes. It's used to reinforce behaviors that are favorable to the originator's objective. The originator being the left side of government in this case. And the objective is complete control and domination of the American people. So, again, you have the government morons and their propaganda machine, mainstream media, politicizing the jab, politicizing the jab decision and the shaming of it, saying, well, it's Trump supporters and conservatives that are against the jab because they are in a cult. Oh, really? Trump supporters are in a cult, but the sick lefties, progressives, are not in a cult with this sick psychological warfare, shaming people into getting an experimental liquid that's not FDA approved, hasn't been tested long term, but you consider yourselves a patriot and a hero to humanity for going to get this experimental drug. And then you're okay with them telling you, well, even though you have the jab, you're going to have to wear masks again indoors. But most of these lefty cult members are doing that anyway. Well, I have the jab and I will proudly wear my mask because there are some sick people out there that just refuse to get the jab because they're a Trump supporter. Let me be clear. Donald Trump has absolutely no bearing on my decision and many others that I talk to, most people, about the jab. It's just a talking point. They want to say that. Everyone on the right doesn't want to get the jab because they had Trump supporters. But then, oh, well, you know, Trump's the one that got it in record time. He's the one that got it. Operation Warp Speed, remember? You know, Joe Biden, I'm not going to get it because Donald Trump said so, but he got it while Donald Trump was president. Remember that, too. A lot of people forget that. But I also want to be clear, I'm not against the jab or any jab. You want to get it? Get it. If you choose to get it, you choose to get it. Individual liberty. And you shouldn't, if you do get it, you shouldn't have to worry about getting infected. Just like Dr. Fauci said back in May, at the May 19th. Excuse me. Fauci said, if you're vaccinated, you can feel safe that you're not going to get infected either outdoors or indoors. He said that back in May. But then just 2 months later, in July, just recently, flip-flop Fauci, because he's such a fraud. He says it's understandable to tell people that it's good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors and around you, you should wear a mask. What's the point? What's the incentive of getting the jab if you have to wear a mask? They promoted that if we want to go back to normal life and things being opened and not walking around like it's the goddamn Twilight Zone, that they needed a certain amount of people to get the jab. Not 100%, but as many as possible. Done. It was done. Everything is back open. Now they have this talk about new variants. That now that they're naming after college fraternities, you have Delta, Lambda. Last I heard the word Lambda, that was that movie Revenge of the Nerds. Which, by the way, apparently they can't test specifically for, by the way, the different variants. So if you go and you get a test and it comes back positive, well, now you have a variant. Well, what variant? Well, you have a variant. How do you know? Well, they don't know. They can't answer the question. They don't know. It's not like this test says, well, Delta. This test says Lambda. This test says Phi, Beta, Cap, whatever the hell they use. They don't know. And it can't possibly be the flu because apparently the flu's gone. The flu doesn't exist anymore. So it brings us back to, like, what's misinformation and what's not misinformation, which the White House wants to control with big tech because they only want their narrative, because apparently only what the White House says is not misinformation. Meanwhile, misinformation herself, Jen Psaki, gives misinformation almost every time she opens her ridiculous redheaded mouth behind that podium. But a serious question. Maybe you could tell me. Maybe someone can explain this to me in the comments. Who do we listen to when, from the start, the so-called experts are so wishy-washy and have flip-flopped and backtracked so many times? Who do we listen to? We listen to Dr. Fauci? We listen to some senile old man in the White House that can barely talk off a teleprompter? Who do we listen to? What's information? What's not? What's misinformation? What's not misinformation? What is the truth? What is the real science? Peel back all these layers. you go get the jab, but now they say, well, you might have to wear a mask. If everybody doesn't get the jab, we're going to all have to be wearing masks again. There are people, places already doing it, like Los Angeles. L.A. County Sheriff said he's elected, was a Sheriff Villanueva, I believe is his name. He said, well, there's no science to back this up, so I'm not having my already defunded law enforcement agency, thanks, Democrats, enforce this mask mandate. The problem is the blue states. I'm waiting to hear my emperor, my Fuhrer, Cuomo, come down and say it. They're already talking about mask mandates again in school for kids. That's a whole other issue that people have to stand up and fight for, because these kids should not be in masks all day long in school. Serious question, though. Who do we listen to? When from the start, they did not have their act together with solid information. They kept flip-flopping. And they still flip-flop to this day. There is no consistency in the handling of this nonsense pandemic. Air quotes. Yes, masks. No masks. Two masks. No masks. Masks only when walking and not sitting. It's complete lunacy. No masks if you go get jabbed. Go get jabbed. Those that have it aren't required to wear masks. Those that don't get it are required to wear masks. But nobody knows who has it because it's really nobody's business. It is nobody's business, by the way. It's nobody's business who has it and who doesn't. Take your vaccine passports, your vaccine cards, your stickers, your microchips, whatever the hell you got, shove them up your ass. But boom, boom, now people that are jabbed again, they're being told, well, you have to wear masks indoors in certain areas. And it's going to come down. They talk about mandating jabs. Biden's talking about mandating every federal employee to get jabbed if they want to work for the federal government, including subcontractors of the federal government, not direct employees, but those who have federal contracts, outside subcontractors, that he's talking about having them do it. Cuomo in New York says every New York City healthcare worker must get the jab. Now it's all New York City employees must get the jab. I hope the unions fight like hell. I hope the New York City Police Department, the New York City Fire Department, the EMS unions, every union that gives a shit about their employees, because there are a lot of people out there that do not want it. That I haven't heard any strong talk on mandates for military yet. I have a brother-in-law who's deployed right now in Africa. He had told me that there's no word of mandating it yet. I had just found out. I didn't know this, and I said it to somebody, and they were like, oh, you didn't know that? No. Apparently, this case law from 2000, John Doe versus Rumsfeld, that says the military can't mandate a serviceman or woman to get a jab if it's not FDA approved. And this one is still experimental. So apparently, any military members that are listening, maybe they have insight on it. They want to shoot me an email or just comment. By the way, if you can, hit the like button on the video. Comment. It helps the YouTube algorithm. It really does. It helps a lot because, you know, with the shadow bans, these videos get buried because obviously YouTube does not want people like me, other conservative shows, to come out and speak our minds. So, the mandates, that has to be fought. Children should not be mandated to get this. Don't give me the bullshit. Well, they had to get the, rubella and this one and that one. Yeah, this is experimental. Hasn't been tested long term. It's not a valid argument. It's not a valid argument. I will keep my kid home, and she will learn what she needs to learn in order to succeed in life. I really don't want to subject her to the abuse of going to college unless she truly wants to. And yeah, she's only 9. I really hope she doesn't. But You have to be the stupidest person in the world if you're not questioning anything you hear from the government. I'm not anti-government by any means. The government has their place in society. Without government, we'd be a lawless society and we would be screwed. But if you're not questioning what the government is saying by doing your own research and talking to people and your own reading, and you're just sitting there listening to CNN and MSNBC and Fox and Newsmax, and that's all you're listening to, I watch them all. But I also do my own research. The internet is a great place, people, and that Google machine will take you places that you've never been before. Good places where you can get some good information. You just have to use your fingers and that keyboard in front of you and look for it. You can find anything and some good information that could help you in making any decision in any aspect of life. The government is there to protect my rights. The government is there to protect your rights. They're not there to govern what we as Americans do about our individual health, especially with something with such a low mortality rate. You know, we're not talking about people dying in the streets here, where the military's got to come in and cordon off neighborhoods in hazmat suits and someone so far gone that they're shooting them in their living room. Okay? Why wasn't the economy shut down and mandates put in place during SARS, during Ebola? Why do we completely decimate jobs in the economy for this low mortality rate virus? Question the government. I always say, I've been saying this, you believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you see. It is a statement I live by since it was told to me when I was 12 years old by someone I look up to in life. Believe nothing what you hear and half of what you see. Every single American should be doing their own research. But again, here's the problem. Who do you truly believe? I mean, big tech is going as far as censoring doctors. They're censoring virologists who study viruses. They're censoring official governmental meetings with panels of physicians that's being held by a governor of a state, but he's a conservative. And they're saying it's misinformation. When you have highly accredited doctors from highly accredited institutions who are experts in the field, and then you have social media and big tech removing it from their platforms within hours of it being up there, labeling it misinformation. Who at social media is saying that these physicians, these panel of physicians, are spreading misinformation? It's not. It's impossible. But because it was a conservative governor, Ron DeSantis, who's hated by the left, of course. Why not? I mean, if someone like Cuomo or Newsom had a round table like that, and they had doctors there and they were talking about things, and that wouldn't be censored. But who knows? You go back to bureaucracy and politics, would certain doctors say certain things? I mean, doctors are politicized now, so you don't truly know. Who do you truly believe? You don't know. You know, back when Trump was president, they would not agree where this Wuhan special came from. You had the left and mainstream media. They chastised and berated Donald Trump, called him a liar, called him a racist when he said it originated in China and it leaked from a lab. They destroyed him in the media for that. Now look. Now the mainstream media entertains the fact it came out of a lab in China. A lab that Dr. Fauci gave money to so they can play with all these different viruses and all that gain of function and all that other nonsense, which he denies and possibly lied to Congress, and Rand Paul's going after him. But the White House can't answer the question, why do the jabbed need to wear masks indoors? They can't answer it. They fall back on the CDC, just like they fall back with the border crisis with Kamala Harris handling it. The American people, they've had enough. The American people has had enough of Biden and Fauci's just desperate overreach, because that's what it's become. And all right, when I say Biden, I mean his administration, because he's not, I don't think he's able to, who behind the scenes, the ones that want to control, the ones that want complete domination. And don't say that's a conspiracy, because it's not, because it goes both ways. That's what politics is. The Democrats, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the White House. They have and they want to keep, and they're desperate for it, complete control and domination. They will do anything they can to retain the control because they're in the fear of losing it in the midterm elections, which they probably will. They hopefully will. God willing, they will, because they are destroying this country. The desperate overreach for everything. Even our election system, they're overreaching and they want to federalize it and destroy it. But it's outrageous. And you know, there seems to be absolutely no science to back up this moronic move of masking the jab. There's none. If someone can show me the science and call me an idiot and convince me, I welcome you. It's just more infringement of Americans' rights. It's more threatening of American businesses of failing and going out of business and being destroyed. And it's going to, more children will fall behind in school because parents are not, parents are not going to tolerate another year of mask mandates. And there's going to be a lot of parents that they're definitely not going to support jab mandates. Well, I should say smart, rational parents are not going to support it, because you have the sheep who got their jabs, who can't wait for their kid to be included in that age group where they can go and get their kids jabbed. They should all be locked up for child abuse. Making your kid wear a mask in 80-degree weather in the park, 86 degrees, and your kid's got a face diaper on and he's huffing and puffing, going up the slide, playing on the monkey bars. You should be arrested. You see these horrible videos and these photos of these parents taking the masks off kids, and they're brown and yellow. Excuse me. Some have blood in them. You imagine taking a mask from your 8, 9, 7, 10-year-old, your kid, and you look at it and it has traces of blood in it. I know parents that lose their shit from a cut finger. Can you imagine? That's safe. That's healthy for kids. How many more times will the Biden administration move the goalposts and delay the economic and educational recovery of this country from this pandemic? Air quotes again. Again, all my opinion. That's what this all is. It's my opinion based on what I see out there. You can agree, you can disagree. Tell me you agree. Tell me you disagree. Tell me. It's what the comments are for. It's what my email is for. It's what social media is for. Joe Biden, again, it's all my opinion, but I just like to say it. Joe Biden is using the CDC and its director as his proxy just like he's using, you know, like Kamala Harris as his proxy on the border crisis. Like, he's not really hands-on doing anything about it. The CDC, they should be just one of many sources that Joe Biden, whoever the president is, uses to make informed decisions on certain things. Now, if you have the CDC and they're left to make the decision alone, well, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, if I was a CDC director and I was left this decision based on this science, I'm a political appointment. Well, what the CDC is going to do, they're going to implement the most restrictive guidance it possibly can. And that's no matter what the evidence is, no matter what the numbers show. More restriction and more mandate guidance from the CDC that gives them less liability. It takes, you know, the more restrictions and mandates that the CDC doles out, the less it takes the liability off of them, the responsibility off of them if things go really wrong. Well, we imposed all of these mandates, but they weren't followed, so it's not our fault. That's just my opinion. The administration has failed. It's failing and handling. They're not doing anything progressive. I hate that word because of what progressives are. The reactions are based off nothing. And the shaming, the jab shaming, it's going to get people hurt at some point. You can only abuse people so much before they strike back. People, and I know if you're listening to me, I know you agree. Unless you're just there and you don't agree and you're listening just thinking of what an asshole I am, which that's fine. I revel in the hatred. Individual responsibility is key here. Everybody, individual responsibility, individual liberty, it's key. At some point, the left, the media, and the bureaucrats like Fauci, they have to stop with the nonsense shaming and restrictions, and they have to accept that Americans have a right to deal with health risks on their own and the way they choose, and that the government has to butt out. The government has no say in individuals' health. That includes getting a jab, wearing masks. The CDC can recommend anything they want. That's what they're there for. But again, it's not the government's job or place to govern our health decisions. People should not be giving up their liberty for safety provided by the government. If you're going to choose to give up your liberty for government-provided safety, just be prepared. Prepare to lose both at some point, because you will, because that's what happens in every communist country. The government will protect you. The government will take care of you. The government will make sure you're safe and have everything you have. And then the government will take it all away and leave you with nothing but scraps, because the government has it all. Look at Cuba right now. I'm not saying America is going to become a communist country. There'd be a lot of bloodshed before that happens. But it's scary. They want you to report your neighbors for anything from not being health conscious to maybe being more of a conservative than you should be, what they call an extremist. I'm extremely patriotic. I extremely love my country. I will extremely tell everybody how much I love my country. Does that make me an extremist? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe the FBI will be knocking on my door because maybe my neighbor will report me. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I'm wearing a defund gun control shirt. Maybe does that make me an extremist? Should the FBI be knocking on my door asking me why I'm wearing a defund gun control shirt in the United States of America? I don't know, because I enjoy my Second Amendment right to be able to protect my family and my home, the right to bear arms. Report your neighbor. I just had a stuttering moment there. People are reporting, and people are talking about that, like I said about, you know, New York City, Cuomo wants all New York City employees to get the jab. And I hope to God, I pray to God that the unions come out in front of that and they fight it and they fight it and they fight it. You know, imagine if, you know, 15,000 New York City police officers or 10,000 New York City firemen or, you know, 10,000 sanitation workers decide, you know what, we're going to show up to work and not do a thing. We're going to strike. There comes a point where people are tired of just laying down. But people are reporting that their employers are requiring the jab to work at that specific business, whatever it is. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to pretend that I know law or anything else. But I would definitely, just being the fighter and I tend to go rogue, I would put that to the test. Remember, this is an experimental liquid for emergency use and not FDA approved. You have to always remember that. And until it's FDA approved, you have to keep that in the back of your head. So if your employer is mandating the jab, I say, tell them you'll get the jab if they sign a document assuming all liability against adverse reactions. Now, I'm not saying if you get the jab, there's going to be adverse reactions. There's reports of it. I don't know how. I haven't really followed that. I don't know. There could be an adverse reaction to everything. People have their own reason why they don't want to get it. They shouldn't be forced to get it. But I would tell my employer if they... I am an employer. I don't have an employer. I would never tell any of my employees that they have to get the jab in order to work. Never. That goes against everything I believe in. I think it's sick. It's disgusting. It's commie-like. It would not never happen in my watch, in any of my businesses. So you tell them, sign a document assuming all liability against adverse reactions. Because remember, the jab makers, those three big companies who made those jabs, who, by the way, at least two of those companies have paid millions and millions of dollars in civil suits and I think fines for lying, they're shielded from any and all liability. But your employer isn't. You can sue your employer in most private businesses for anything. You have to stand up and fight for your choice. Your choice to choose. My body, my choice. The Democrats coined that phrase with murdering babies. My body, my choice. I want to murder a baby, I will. My body, my choice. If I don't want to get the jab, I won't. Fuck off. But the Biden administration is working hard now to instill fear in Americans with these supposed new variants that, again, they can't specifically test for, but they still have the southern border wide open, letting untested people in by the thousands, and then bussing them in and dropping them off who knows where. Where do they end up? Well, I know some of them, a lot of them are ending up in red states. You know, they want that demographic difference, so when they all get become registered Democrats, it's all part of the plan. Get as many Democrats in, get as many illegals in, get them, as many of them registered as Democrats as you possibly can when the time comes. So, hey, they know who to vote for. That supreme power, the Democrats. I mean, the Biden administration is using the United States military as an illegal alien transport service, flying them all over the interior of the United States. But what about the pandemic? What about the variants? What about all the fear you're instilling in the American people? But you're letting thousands and thousands of illegals, God knows what they have. They're not being tested. We're talking, and a lot of them are young, military age men. They're not turning them back. They're busing them and flying them all over the country. If you don't believe me, look it up yourself. The mainstream media is doing a good job not covering a lot of it, but it's out there. You just have to look for it. That's why you should always be looking for things. You hear something, look it up, Google it. You'll find something. But they announced that the northern border will remain closed. We'll keep those pesky Canadians out. Our neighbors in the attic, we're going to keep them out. They're dangerous. We're going to let the human traffickers, the drug cartels, the child molesters, the rapists, the murderers, the gang members, we're going to let all of them in, and we're going to bust them and fly them all over the goddamn country on our dime during a pandemic with new variants, at the same time talking about mask mandates and jab mandates. None of it makes sense. It's clown world. It's bizarro land. It's the fucking Twilight Zone. When will people stop and look at the big picture? I'm going to end with this. We have to remind ourselves something important. Very important. A genuinely deadly pandemic doesn't require 24/7 advertising to remind you that it exists. Real pandemics don't need elaborate marketing campaigns and endless propaganda to keep you living in fear. Psychological warfare operations are needed to do that. Psychological warfare operations are needed to keep weak-minded people in fear. Because psychological warfare, again, is extremely effective. And it is extremely effective to weak-minded Americans. Do not ever forget that. I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you watching. Hit the like button. Subscribe. Go to the website, thegreatdivide1776.com. I got some pretty awesome stuff coming down the line. I am doing a 4-part episode special with the infamous political operative, Roger Stone. It's called Uncensored, Up Close, and Personal with Roger Stone. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be talking about, there's going to be a lot of things that, if you know who Roger Stone is, most people do, but they don't know everything about him and what he's been involved in and how much he's a big part of American political history. He's done some amazing things. So, as always, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and most of all, God bless America. I'll talk to you soon. You take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.